Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's another edition of the Brown Holy Water Podcast. It's your boy Real Talk Marv. Who I got in the building with me?
Handsome Southside's Finest. Find me where the money at. Y'all ready?
I am Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn. Y'all already know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Hi, I'm Star.
That's mad bland.
Star's a friend of the show. Our special guest.
I'm good. Don't worry about that. I'm always messing up something. Sorry. DJ Magic. I'm here. I'm just, you know, in the building.
Welcome to the show, brother.
I think that brown water might be kicking on in already. I might, you know.
Starting to feel a little warm and fuzzy.
Warmed up.
We're going to jump straight into it. You know what I'm saying? Our first topic of the night is pet peeves, you know. What are your pet peeves when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex?
What kind of pet peeves?
Like physical?
You know, a physical turnoff.
Teeth.
You want to start?
Yeah. Teeth.
Let the ladies start.
Teeth and fingernails.
Yo, I'm big dirty, on fingernails.
Dirty fingernails might mean that he grinding. You know what I mean?
Still
he mechanic.
Wash
he working hard.
Yeah, you gotta wash your hands.
Might mean he's grinding.
Yeah. You gotta wash your hands, man.
Go to bathroom, fam.
That's yeah. it? Teeth and fingernails?
Teeth, as far as appearance, teeth, fingernails. And it's something with the nose. Like, I look at, like, the crease.
Oh, in the corner where you guys supposed to get the alcohol and
yes.
get it up in there. No, I feel you, fam. Because I'll be the same way. No. Let me take my hand.
I need better explanation. Because, you know, brown people, we tend to have a little fuller nose. You know what I'm saying? So please give me a more detail. What do you mean about the nose and the crease and all that?
He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Can't have the Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
No, but if you blessed with that funny nose, that's.
I think what she's saying is if you have a finger. And you scratch your nose, and there's things in the finger.
Mm-hmm.
After you scratch your nose, that's a problem because I feel it. Slide down a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Perfect.
I think that's what she's talking about.
So you're talking about the residue of scratching on the nose remaining in your fingers?
It's whatever's in the crease. I don't know exactly what it is, but.
Dry skin, dry boogers.
It's like. It's gulp. Like whatever that is. That fingernail.
Go ahead, Lyle. What else? What don't you like?
I'm gonna definitely go with teeth. That's definitely you gotta have some teeth, some nice teeth, at least a smile.
Like you kinda wanna know how is a grown adult walking around with yellow teeth is what you're trying to figure out.
It's possible. Everybody ain't got good dentures.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely fingernails. You can't have the dig in the butt fingers. You know when you see like the mildew and the fingers, or when the chicks bite this part right here, chopped up. That shit is disgusting, yo. I won't even let you walk my dog like that, yo. That shit is bad.
I'm just imagining it.
Also, ashy lips, man. You gotta keep your lips moisturized, man. Go get one of those 99 cent little chapsticks.
I feel you on that.
You know, to me,
what my pet peeves is just like a woman who don't dress for her size. You know what I'm saying? The woman who, there's not wrong being a thicker sister, fuller sister, but like you exaggerating. Like you dress for your aspirations. You dress on how you wish you look and not necessarily how you actually look. You know what I'm saying? That you got to do better. You know what
I'm
saying?
Like where they wear the little shirts and all the gut is hanging out a little bit.
Yeah. Like you're not belly top. It's not, you're not belly top body.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
That's
not material.
That's not
for you. You got to accentuate what's your positive attributes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you got the nice chest, in the same, cool, rock a shirt that show your nice chest. But if the belly not part of that combination,
shout out to La
posted the mean thirst strap earlier. Yo, the ladies was loving it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I need also other examples of like what's a physical turn off?
Feet.
If they crusty, they're not done.
Just because it's cold outside don't mean you shouldn't be getting your damn feet done.
Right, yeah. Right. And big feet. NBA
I hate
feet.
When it get cold and then you
No, but you can't control that. I want us to
I'm
really tell
people. Yes, you can.
You can't control if you got an NBA feet.
You get a fake booty, go to Dr. Miami.
They get a foot reduction.
Reduce this feet, please. My baby with a size 5.
They keep that shit like this.
I see what the hell, Fred.
I said, hold on.
I just want to make sure she good over there.
She high.
You know, I...
Warming up.
I just think... I think another thing is, it's like, you know what? I know weaves are expensive, but when you got that weave that expired 4 months ago and you're trying to hold on to that, that is a very bad
weave. How long is weave good for, though?
Depends weave what kind of hair you buy, right?
I don't like wigs. Just the word wig bothers me.
Hey, yo.
But there's some good wigs out there, though.
Everybody wears good wigs. Believe it or not.
White
women.
Just the word
women.
Wig bothers me. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Why are you just taking it off?
And it's gonna,
why are you doing that?
What do you
that's
mean?
My thing. Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing what?
I don't do the weave and the wig. Why are you
doing
that?
I do weave, fam.
he got to cover his bases, right? Because everybody got a lady who might have a weave. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But the wig, I just, my grandmother. Remember back?
Weave is not cool.
My mind is, though.
Time out.
My mom reminds me of a wig of my grandmother.
You need a period for like, weave is like good 6 months out the year. Not 12 months. Not 365.
I agree with you.
I know what girls you know wearing weave for 12 months out the year.
No, there's some out there. I've never seen them before.
There's some girls I've never seen their real hair.
They not following me on Instagram because I don't even want to see them.
I've never seen their real hair. I have some chicks I've never seen their real hair.
If I don't see their real hair, I don't want to know you.
Their hairline is right here because you know the weave they get,
the
show the stitches and
the
shit.
Back.
The shit is right here, yeah. And they don't show their real hair. And I'm not against weave, but I'm saying show me all of you.
I should have to live with you to see the real you. You're right.
I
need to see you not in makeup.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I need to see natural. Just some pictures on the gram or something.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you saying that a physical turnoff is a female who's hiding her appearance?
Because you said you need to see. You too caked up. Like, if I got a white shirt and I hug you and your whole
that is going to happen when somebody wears makeup.
Oh. No, listen, time out.
Well, I'm sorry.
There's a picture of fucking Little Kim right now.
Ooh, God.
Little Kim's face. Though. Her face is Puerto Rican. Her neck is still African. I'm like, yo, that's too much makeup. Chicks got to stop thinking all that makeup shit is dope. It's not dope.
I think that's deeper than that, though.
It's not dope.
Some also with the complexion issues and stuff like that.
But
the
that's... Listen, be yourself.
Wait, no.
Be yourself. We live in a day and age where the darkest woman is being wifed up.
But
it's no longer about that anymore.
We don't wear makeup. No. Sometimes we just want to enhance our beauty, you know?
It's not enhancing, Dudes think it's horrible. Only the females think it's dope.
What?
The dudes think it's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody likes that.
Hold on. It depends on how you put the makeup on, though.
Why you looking
nobody
at
like
makeup?
A cake.
No. Because no, I'm not talking. You look good. But sometimes, I don't think y'all put makeup on to go to the gas station. No. I know girls that put makeup on just to go to the store. Like,
that's a
fact. It depends on how you put. Like,
and
no
still
need.
Look crazy.
Yeah, like you don't need makeup.
So it's
makeup
different
for
between looking like you casket ready. Versus how you should be looking when you're walking around in the neighborhood.
I'll be shooting on
you know what I mean? I reiterate points.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to tell you. All right. I was waiting. I wanted y'all to get your thoughts out.
I want to tell you something, though. You said we live in an age where even dark-skinned women is getting wiped up.
Yeah.
That sounded crazy.
That sounded crazy.
Yes. I'm actually giving you a chance to rescue yourself.
Because you
and Clara, when you said that, I cringed.
He said it's a complexion thing.
No, I think with Little Kim, looking Asian.
But that's no longer an issue. Dark-skinned women are like, they are wanted. It's not like.
Beautiful.
I didn't say they're not beautiful.
Now you're trying to murder him down. Now you're trying to put him in a bad place.
I'm saying.
I was trying to help you. He's trying to murder you.
Back in the day, that actually was an issue, right? What I'm saying, right now, people want that.
Lupe Nyong'o, what's her name? You know what I'm talking about. The really dark-skinned African actress who looked really good.
The actress chick, the slim chick, that dude was raping in the fucking movie. I kind of hated that scene.
But
I think it's 12 Years Slave.
Exactly.
But she's beautiful. And that's what I'm saying. I didn't say they just got popping, but it's now.
It's now wanted more. To support what Black is saying, though, it's now commercially being accepted.
Exactly.
Right? Because we always knew dark skin was beautiful.
Here.
But, you know, now the world is accepting dark is being beautiful.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yes. Yes.
I don't
yes.
know about
yes.
y'all. Black I've been beautiful. Accepted. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and let me say that as far as pet peeves, you have a lot of these chicks that I noticed something. I want to bring it up, you know, because I need help. You know what I mean?
Yo, put your headphones on.
Listen, DJ Mack, it looks like he about to fall back and deal with that. You know what I mean?
It's all a setup. Listen. What I have noticed is that most females that talk this hossa ditty shit, this, you know, I make so much money, I drive this, I live here, I go here, I traveled all over the world, they are fucking they live disgustingly. I hate slobs, dirty slobs. Your bathroom be dirty, your house be dirty, and you got these high standards. Clean your house first. Clean your house.
I've been in a situation.
There's a lot of dirty motherfuckers.
To co-sign what you said, I've been in a situation where I'm chilling with a chick and I see her room and the room is messy and I automatically think her box smells like her room.
Because it does.
And I'm turned off.
The first thing I do is go to a chick. If I go over a chick crib, step one is go to your bathroom. You can fix up everything else.
You
never.
I'm looking
in the tub.
Don't look in the tub. You violating privacy. You violating privacy.
Tub, toilet bowl, and what do your toothbrush look like? I just want to see it. Is your toothbrush ruined? How hard are you brushing, motherfucker?
Is fucking hard as a brick.
That too.
That shit is dry as hell.
That means she using that shit all week long. All week. Same washcloth. No, bitch. Throw that one away.
That was some chick bathroom. I thought she had a cat, yo. I swear to God, her washcloth smelled like kitty litter, sir.
See, now you got to go. Gotta go.
Magic over here looks disgusted right now.
You know what? I look.
That's disgusting.
I'm so picky with certain things, and that bathroom situation
is
serious to me.
It's serious. Before you check the bed sheets, when I go to a hotel, you gotta check the bed sheets.
Yeah.
Let me see if y'all gave me some fresh sheets.
Yeah.
You go to a chick crib,
okay, no.
Bathroom. Let me see. Let me see your shoes.
And you know what's the crazy thing about it is? My wife always says she not having company until all the bathrooms are clean. And I was just like, why? She said, people are nosy. People look in your bathtub.
Yo, and you got a nice eye. Marv got a nice bathroom. You know what I mean?
We
did the first show with his crib.
His
shit was fucking phenomenal.
I wish
I had a number two with me when I was there, but I only had to do a number one. But there's a nice bathroom. You can chill in there. You can meditate. It's some meditation type shit.
I appreciate that.
It means a lot about your character.
Bathroom was nice.
Yeah.
I gave him a different handshake after I seen the bathroom. I said, oh, shit, that's your
You know what I mean? You know, he showed me more love after that. I do remember that.
But a lot of people, and Lai just said that he don't care about the bed sheets.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting because let me tell you something.
Listen,
no, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't change their sheets.
With the big pun.
Yes.
A lot of people sleep on the same sheets 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Most of these motherfuckers is hoes. Most of these motherfuckers is side hoes and side bitches and hot and side niggas. So you talking about 3 or 4 motherfuckers sleeping on them sheets within them 2 weeks?
Yeah.
3 or 4 different
people.
Dirty motherfuckers. The motherfucker with the nails. The motherfucker with the dirty ears. The motherfucker with all the buggers that she say, oh yeah, he's trapping. All of them slept on that bed. Now
dude,
I need some fresh
shit. Got a drooling
issue.
Why
are you in the crib with that person if you know that's what they do?
You know what I'm saying?
That's my part.
You might not know that until you get...
You have to know, bro.
You know.
Who's bringing over 5 of the dudes that was in the club. You know that.
Yeah.
So if I know she bringing over 5 dudes in the club, I don't even want to be around this type of person.
Facts.
Bro.
I respect
facts.
That.
That could be like a pet peeve,
facts.
Though.
But you know what? You guys are going into the second portion of this topic, right? Which is the sexual turn-offs as far as pet peeves, right? So because now y'all start talking about, you know, dealing with the chick who might smash 4 or 5 dudes, no bed sheet change, you know what I'm saying? So what's the sexual turn-offs, pet peeves for you guys?
Ladies first.
What's the sexual turn-off?
Yeah. Because we described the physical first.
I guess you in the zone, get ready to go, and he do sound like,
Mood killers, things that make you go from rainforest to Sahara Desert, you know, things like that.
I don't like to be, this may sound crazy, a lot of females probably don't agree with me. I don't like to be asked, like, do you want me to do this? Or you want me to do this? Like,
so you want him to grab that head, grab your palm your head and go,
I just want,
and force
like,
it down.
Going on, I just like to go with the flow. Like, don't ask me no questions. Like, if you feel like it's the right time to do it, then just do
so
it.
He mess around and throw a thumb in your ass.
Oh,
it's all
see,
good.
No.
Okay, you just, you see, that's what communication is the key.
A thumb in your ass is good, though. That's not bad for you.
Oh, that's all about the character.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to slip.
It's not.
Talk that shit.
You like a thumb in your
it's
ass.
It's not bad.
You just don't like a chubby thumb. You don't want the wide thumb. You want like a regular thumb. Like,
so
this is a regular
one. You just
want
to do it on your own. You don't really care. Don't want anybody to ask you to do it.
Don't ask me. Just do it.
So you do it all then?
Do what?
So you do it. So you do it all. You just do it all. So you don't want nobody asking.
She basically do it.
Shout out to Star with that.
If I don't like it, then I brush it off. Like, you know, don't do that or like just move it on. But don't ask me. I just don't like that.
Okay.
I like you to go with the flow. Like, if you feel like it's the right time to do it, then do it.
So dude, just say, you know what? I'm just gonna go straight anal on her. I ain't gonna ask. I'm just gonna.
Her face is like, what?
That's why we gotta have communication. Let me tell you.
Communication before you start this project.
If you're having sex and you know what I like, you know through conversation. So you know.
From the date.
From the date, yeah.
But that's my thing, though.
I'm pretty sure some of y'all dudes met with girls and y'all done had sexual intercourse and y'all done bust all over their faces and shit like that. Like, you know who y'all doing that shit to.
Forgiveness, not permission.
this dude lied. It's crazy.
I'm going to use that one.
A motherfucker's supposed to bust on your face.
The bust on the face is mandatory, is what it means to say.
You're right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm never telling a chick when I'm coming. Especially German head, I'm never saying nothing. You got to be crazy.
You
got to
be crazy.
I ain't telling nobody.
You got to be crazy.
Since when? You definitely drinking my
drink. Yeah.
License is 9/11. He don't tell.
What you doing?
No show, no tell.
My cooties ain't back like me. Stroking my dick until I come.
Oh, God. Leave this in your mouth.
Y'all dudes is wild, man. Oh, my
God. That shit's all coughing.
You're about to give me trouble. I don't know. What y'all talking about?
Listen, let Magic discuss his turn.
What y'all talking about? I am good.
Your sexual turn off.
Listen, you speak good.
Your sexual turn off.
I'm a good guy, and you know, I'm just about to have a baby, so.
We understand, but you know, we all in situations, so a lot of times we kind of go back into our single days or a situation that had happened.
Back,
you know what I mean?
Back in the day.
We know statute of limitations are crazy, so we always protect ourselves.
This is a hard question because I'm really into like going all in. I ain't gonna hold you up.
There ain't something that a chick could do with just like, especially made my dick so.
But I don't know. I'm stuck on this.
If I could throw one out for me, is teeth during oral. When there's too much teeth, I'd be wanting to punch you right in your face. Like, but I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't punch people in the face.
That never happens. I don't know. I'm
you never caught teeth?
Nah.
You lucky. You blessed. You blessed.
I put up through process, bro.
He said, I'll put him through a process. had his popsicle real quick, shorty. All
right, I'm going to tell you what my problem, I'm going to tell you what my number one thing is, and it happened before, and I put a girl through a process. If your pussy stink.
I can't continue.
All right? Listen to me, bro.
Okay.
You know what? If your pussy stink. All right. Number one, don't get mad. I'm gonna tell you that your pussy stinks.
Yeah.
All right. As you should.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then it needs to be something further than just me telling you. Like it's a problem.
This action should follow
why,
this.
Why
is yours and then hers smell like what are you doing? And
you know send it to the shower.
A shower's not.
It's not a shower.
It's not a shower,
that's,
bro.
That's germs and bacteria.
That is probably.
That's many niggas nutting in you. That's you just being dirty.
No.
You not taking care of yourself.
I don't think that.
Let the woman speak on it. That way we get a better understanding.
We had a little seminar about this one time, and the guy said the same thing. But he told her, and he let her clean off, and he proceed to do whatever they were supposed to do. Now.
But she just came from a track meet or some shit?
No, she actually had a body odor. It was something she just couldn't get rid of. That was her.
That shit
did
bothers
that,
me.
Did that ever happen to you? Did you ever speak to like your GYN about this kind of stuff?
I fucking vegetables, B.
Did you ever go to your GYN and say, hey, my pussy is, you know, is kind of off?
I never really had that problem.
Every chick can't be safe, so I'm saying.
No, I'm dead ass. I never had that problem. Never asked.
You good. So you don't have no funny
rumors.
And just because you spraying.
You got flies flying around
your
shit.
And just because you spraying down, it don't mean that that's going to fix the shit.
And that's masking. That's masking.
Another thing, since you got me started, another thing I don't like too.
We got Magic amped up.
Shit's starting to kick in. Right?
Then I get it.
after we have sex, all right, don't give me baby wipes, fam.
That make you feel like you was with an escort, like, or something.
Why are we talking about a baby?
I'm giving you a baby wipe, but I'm probably bring you a washcloth.
But not a baby wipe. I don't want them popping and then. What's the difference of a baby wipe?
No, I'm curious to know. Like, why don't you like a baby wipe?
Maybe you're not good enough for a washcloth, fam.
You have a bathroom to give me a washcloth.
Fair, maybe she just wants you out. Maybe it's time for you to go. Get this wet wipe and a bottle of water.
Where is your bathroom?
I'm
gonna
pass me a sock off the floor, man.
Like this, man. Nah, I'm a fancy
nigga.
Magic said I'm a fancy nigga.
I want the bathroom, which should have been neat. It shouldn't have been in no hard rags in that bitch anyway. You know what I'm saying? Go back to that. I want hot water. I don't want my. I say hot water steam makes us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody that got wiped off with a dirty sock or a t-shirt. Stop lying, man.
That's in the car.
No, he said that's in the car.
Whatever you just took off.
In the house? In the house?
She dirty. This is
dirty. It's real dirty.
Yo, Magic, you know you better than me. Because I thought the wet wipe was standard or cool.
Nah.
I've got handed the wet wipe.
This is what strippers use.
Since when this became popping?
That's what strippers and prostitutions use.
She could have gave you the tissue that he messes
you. You in the bathroom. Yo, even the hotel, you go to the bathroom. Even the hotel, you go to the bathroom. Only time I'm taking a wet wipe is if I'm in my car, bro.
What's that? What the fuck is that movie? Get Brooklyn, the Brooklyn movie with the cops and they fucking taking the motherfucking money and shit. The bitch was in the bathroom with the wet wipe. The fucking hooker that the cop kept.
Wet wipes is not. That's for babies.
Was it Brooklyn Finest?
Brooklyn Finest.
Yes, I remember
the
that.
The hooker
scene.
Was in the bathroom wiping up with the wet wipe. Was
it Richard Gere the cop who wanted to wifey the hooker?
Yeah, he was.
After you see the other cops leave.
She was in the bathroom with the wet wipes like this. Oh, I'm sorry you had to see
these
that, baby.
These chicks ain't got time to take a shower.
And then she took the Victoria's Secret and sprayed.
Victoria's Secret doesn't save your life, bitch.
It's mass. It's a Febreze effect. Chicks be Febreze in the poo poo.
That's not good. That's not good.
The ultimate dot.
That's the spell. You ever went in there like, yo, this shit's
nice. Shout out to Star with the choker. It looked like you missing that little red ball for that freakiness from your choker.
Oh, God.
This nigga Maul.
Maul says
that. That don't look like that, though.
The what? Say it again.
Nah.
50 Shades of Grey. He got that room.
I just observed the choker.
You know what,
I just observed the choker with the little red ball. All right, we'll move on.
Y'all know the choker with the red ball? That's some freaky shit, son. Get your freak out, son. I watch a little bit more porno, man. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Watch some more. I'm like, chicks that try to have sex with the light off. That
shit's turnlight. Yeah, that's some insecure shit.
That's another one.
That's some insecure. Oh, bitch, I leave her shirt on. I know your stomach fucked up already. Just take that shit off, man. We fuck it.
No, I need to see you.
Wait.
She keep keeping her shirt on like this. Trying to hide all the fucking the afterbirth shit. Nah, let that shit rock, man. Let that shit rock.
Stretch marks.
Show me the eye of the tiger.
Fuck it.
A war wounds, man. Ain't nothing wrong with stretch marks.
And I'll tell you the truth. You gotta turn the light on, cause it'd be a lot of funny shit happening. It'd be kind of pimples. It'd be pimples around the pussy. It'd be different kind of polka dots. No, what's going on here, bitch? Yeah, it'd be some worms. You know, some bitches got different kind of discharges.
Yo, Black just hit off a homeless chick. Once he said he saw worms, that's homeless punani. Black has hit homeless punani. That's homeless punani. Once you said you seen worms. That's homeless punani, son. That's shelter poo poo. That's shelter poo poo.
No, I don't know. Don't even continue this shit. Do you know?
That's a scary movie, bro.
That's a scary movie. This gave me the shit, man.
I was with him
when he said bumps, right? Because sometimes bumps is not because of STD. Bumps is because she shaved, raised the bump. But once you said worms, I can't justify the worms comment, B.
Yo, hold on. Call you back. This dumb nigga Jerry talking about fucking worms. I call you back, my nigga.
Yo, so that shit is crazy, son. That shit is great. Stay away. I can't do it, man.
That's like yeast infection to the seventh power. That's some weird joint.
Worms is like a joke, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, some females have what you're different.
Every female don't have the same situation down
there. Yeah, no, we get that.
I don't know what's worms.
Yeah.
Wingworms.
No, she's maggots, not a wigworm.
Maggots.
You can't fuck wigworms.
This is some crazy.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to move on. We're going to move on. I'm going to go to the wild card segment. And my wild card question Magic, if you don't know, is this a question I come up with off the top? I don't let these guys get no prep for it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to keep it light. My wild card question is, what is the worst curve situation you ever been in? As far as, you know, trying to holler at someone, like, what's the worst curve situation you ever had? I'm going to give mine real quick because it's short and sweet. Mm-hmm. In college, I was chilling, studying with a girl and my roommate, you know, vibing, laughing, joking, funny dude and stuff like that. Vibe's cool. I was single, shoulders single. My man was like, yo, why don't you give him a shot? You single, he's single, y'all smart, y'all hanging off and stuff like that. Shorty straight looked at me and said, how can I date a dude with bigger titties than I have? That was the most savage. I was just like, mine ain't lying, but she had to say that. You know what I'm saying?
Did you slap her?
Nah, it was savage. It was savage. But you know what? That's my peoples now, right?
Domestic violence
just
gotta live.
She doesn't have no filter, right? Mm-hmm. So she just, that was the first thing she thought, and that's what she said. And I just shook her hand, and I just bounced. You know what I'm saying? What was my reply to that? You know what I'm saying? So that's the most savage curve I've ever got.
Wow.
I need examples of the most savage curve you ever had. Don't give me, everybody gets shot down. You know what I'm saying? You shoot your shot, you get knocked down. I don't care who you are. I don't care how fly you are. You know what I'm saying? If someone said they never got shot down, they've never sent out a lot of requests. You never holler at a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? It comes with numbers. So I want a lady. Because ladies act like they don't holler at dudes, so you gotta have a curve story.
2016.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the most savage curve you ever received?
And don't be lying. Tell us the
truth.
No,
I'm gonna be honest. It happened recent. It happened this year, 2016, for the first time. And
happened
I was like,
this year?
Yeah.
Damn, the first time you ever got shot down?
Yeah.
You kind of the fuck out of here, your first time
getting shot down. I'm dead ass. I swear to God.
You ain't that cute, motherfucker.
Tell me about it, because I was devastated. I was like, wait, did he just... I don't want to talk about it. I'm still stuck on it.
What he said? Tell us.
That's what this show's about. You know what I'm saying? We show humility. Ain't no egos.
All right, let me think.
Just don't use my name. I mean, just use a different name.
Don't use my name.
It's not even that funny,
guys. Well, you know, first of all, tell us, why were you trying to holler at him?
No, oh, wait. No, time out. I wasn't trying to holler at the person. Me and the person was already talking.
Uh-huh.
And while we were talking, he basically was like, you know, this is the first time. Like, this is the first time this ever happened to me. He was like, you know, we don't have no titles, boo. Like,
You try to act like a girlfriend. He put you in your place.
I wasn't even trying to act like a girlfriend. I was just saying I don't like something. Like, don't do this. I don't like it.
He like, man, you don't,
he's
you don't
to
hold
you know,
that
like,
weight.
He's a free man. Who the fuck you talking to?
Yeah, basically. And I was like, oh, shit.
Put you in your place.
Wow.
That's why. Oh, no, he didn't.
You got to step your box up. Because good pussy, a nigga would have listened. He'd be like, you know what, bro?
He said, step my box up.
You got to step it up. You got to do something. Dude, you got to do box exercise or something like that.
Kegels and all that stuff like that.
I'm going to just sip to that one.
Know how to flex the muscles. Get your Hulk Hogan on. Flex, squeeze, flex, squeeze.
I was devastated. I was like, wait, technically we ain't together, but nobody ain't ever tell me no shit like that.
Lai, what about you? What was the worst curve you ever got?
I don't know, kid. I can't even.
Handsome Lai.
Get the fuck. You was fat back in the day, and you got the big ass ears, nigga. The fuck?
Yeah,
you
I heard
got
you
curved,
was fat
nigga.
Back in the day.
You got curved, Dumbo. Stop fucking lying out here.
I heard you was
fat.
I heard you
fuck
was
out
fat.
Here.
You need to give your story, nigga. Oh, you got a lot of them. That's why you fucking flexing. Hey, yo.
Black is next. Black is next. I just want you to let us off real quick,
I should be lax, man. I don't have stories like that because I never really shoot my shot unless I know I got my foot in the door. Ready to go. It's very
you know,
rare
I lost a lot of situations being safe, but you know, before
yo,
I got savaged out,
because you
I had to throw my
safe.
Shot out there.
I ain't gonna say I never lost by being safe, because you know, like, he who hesitates masturbates. That's how I go.
Yo, that is the real talk quote of the day.
Like,
he who hesitates masturbates. That's real talk.
That's some truth to that.
But I never, like, unless she give me the eye or something, yeah. I'm like, I can know, like, I can get that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna really shoot my shot. It's like, I guess it's like a fear of
rejection.
Damn, like,
I have to interrupt you. You just described my whole life. He who hesitate masturbates.
Listen, bro, I got a whole bunch of one-liners, man. Philosophy. Yeah, rapper? Yeah, there you go.
Rapper?
D-Ray dropped the beat.
All right, what about you, Black? What about you?
The craziest one. I got shut down. Yo, man, back in the day, I was an ugly motherfucker.
Listen, you was ugly yesterday.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all said, yo, you ugly right now. You ugly right now.
Go ahead, Black.
My man Black said, I'm glowed up.
You're back in the
big team. Be real, nigga. Yo, that's ain't my nigga. Fucked up fucking
nigga. Yo, back in the day, I was ugly, son. Yeah. And I'm okay with it.
Back in the hours, I was fucked up, man.
I ain't that bad no more. I was skinny with a big head, but you know what I mean? Yeah. But I always had good outfits, my nigga. Always had good outfits.
I always had good outfits.
And I had a great GPA. For those that don't know, I was a 4.3 my whole life. But back to the conversation. So one day...
Yo, what's in this cup?
One day in motherfucking shout out the Brown Holy Water podcast. Make sure you share this video.
At Brown Holy Water.
Shout out to my Twitter. Man DJ Magic Hot 97. Instagram. We in the building. Here we go. So
oh my god.
So one day in college, man, I seen this chick, son, and she was bad. I got this thing for chicks with like dreads and shit. I love dreads and shit.
I like that movement.
So this chick had dreads and shit, and I was like, oh shit. Then she got the onion. She had it was just going for her. She had everything flowing.
Yeah.
So boom, I could, you know, it's a little basketball game. I scoop over there. I'm like, yo, what's up, girl? She like, hey, what's up? What's your name? She give me her name, whatever. We parlaying, we talking and shit. So she was like, all right, give me a little play. Then she kept it pushing, like she went to the bathroom and shit. I'm like, boom, I hope she come back to the seat. She came back to the seat and she was like, yo, you hooked me up with your friend?
Oh wow.
And like all my shit was letting her know I'm interested. Like all my shit was like, yeah, what's up? Like, where you from? What side of
we already talked about. I live in the friend zone.
I walked into the friend zone.
Damn. You definitely did.
Yeah, I walked right into the motherfucker. And she told me, hook me. Like I was a girl. I don't like when chicks do that. Like,
I got hit with that a couple of times.
Whenever chicks try to homegirl me, I get them the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not your homegirl. You're not gonna.
That's a mush moment. You know what I'm saying? If ever a woman's eligible to get mush, she's eligible to get mush during that kind of situation.
Now I was tight. I just left. I just looked at her on some like.
You should have hooked up.
Nah, I had to get the fuck out of there, geez.
If somebody on the team hit, that means we all successful.
Yeah. Nah, get the fuck out of here.
If I want her, but she wants you, I'll put you on so you can hit. See, you a hater. You a hater.
I done passed a lot of assists.
No. He's not going to do that, my nigga. He's not going to fuck you up, my nigga. Yo, bro, he's not going to connect that dot, my nigga.
He's like, nah, I'm still going to get this one.
Listen, son, I liked her, bro. I was her. Nah, son, get the fuck out of here. I hated that shit. That shit had me tight, son. That shit hurt my feelings, son. I had a good outfit on that day, too.
My man had a good outfit on.
Yo, I had a good outfit on.
You can't have mutual struggles. You can't be ugly and stink, ugly and just whack.
Saying.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't be stink.
Yeah.
I can't be dressed crazy. Facts. I gotta have some kind of swag.
Facts.
That's true.
And a couple of dollars.
And some shiny things too. Shout out to Black with the new chain. You know what I mean? Life's been good for Black. I gotta promote my man. Even though he does his own promotion, I gotta promote my man.
Nobody better than
him.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve meet me at Club Lussie right
now. I knew he was gonna say that.
4.3 GPA. Yes.
Let Magic talk. Magic, what was the worst curve you ever had?
I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all, man. That's how I am. I DJ all over the place and this the cars, there's all that blah blah blah. But I'm really a shy dude, man. Like I don't really go up.
Oh my god, y'all kill me.
Have you ever used your status like, you know?
Never did.
To chip like
never did.
Yo, shorty, you know I DJ on Hot 97. You never say
He'll say, I know Magic, my name's Evan.
I use Magic all the time.
I run his car show.
I'm
Google Magic. I'm his manager, whatever. He would do it.
I got back when I was single. That car show got me so much punani.
Yeah, I heard, motherfucker.
Like, it's in my hood. It's in Coney Island. I live up the block. It's in my hood.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Magic just let me run the whole stage. I said, this nigga crazy. You gonna give me the mic? Oh, this nigga crazy. I'm really, like, yeah, you already know this DJ Magic. And it's lit. The bitches be like, yo, how do I get up there? You gotta fuck me.
He's dead serious too.
Like, oh yo, my whole team, man. My whole team is like,
that's why he had that wormy coochie.
I'm really
he caught a shorty at the shelter, like, yo.
Turn the lights on, yo. Turn the lights on.
No, but let Magic finish. I'm sorry. Let Magic finish. Let Magic finish.
I mean, like, I'm not really a. I would rarely approach. I mean, what he said earlier about the masturbating shit. He pretty much right about that.
Yeah, they who do.
I'm not going to masturbate.
He who hesitate.
You know what I'm saying?
Masturbate.
I'll be home like, damn, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I should have shot my shot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So then Instagram came out. And then made things a little more, you know, a little more easier.
Slide
but
DMs.
Yeah, but I'm not really like a, you know, I did get turned down before.
What was it mean? Like, I want to hear a mean story.
It was for, I'll never forget this shit because it's funny now to me. I was out with a friend of mine, and I was always into, like, females that was doing something.
Yeah.
Once I know a female doing something, like, she getting money, she got her shit together, she got her insurance, she got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always wanted that, but I'm not the
she
person.
She ain't have no worms.
She have no worms. Nothing coming out looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I told my man, I was heavy on, yo, my nigga, hook me up with shorty, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? You know, and then he went over there, did his thing, and blah blah blah. He's like, "Yo, you know, this dude wanna holler at you and stuff like that." I never want nobody to know what I do. I just want them to know I'm just a regular person, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So then, you know, he went over, and then we started talking. Me and the girl started talking, and all of a sudden she was like, "Yo, so what are you driving?" So I'm like, "I'm a car guy now. I wish."
I just hate that question though.
You know what I'm saying? But at the time, I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, nah, I don't got a car right now. You know what I'm saying?
I got
to
mean unlimited metro car.
To get my money
up.
Yeah. And instantly off of that, it was like, okay, now nice to meet you. You know what I'm saying? And that really hurt my whole...
You might have saved yourself, though. Because if that was a mentality, if that was a question, to me, I feel disgusted. Like, I told a story earlier, not to cut you off, that I went on a first date, and then shorty said... Oh, so when we going on a trip, and this is our first date.
Yeah.
And that kind of made me feel like, ugh.
Now, I mean, now, you know, if you think about that, like, bitch, I wish a bitch asked me, I got a, you know what I mean?
But, I got a spaceship outside. I'm a damn astronaut. I'm a damn astronaut right now.
Now versus then, if a girl asks you that now, you're just going to still give her play?
Good question.
Exactly. No, you're not.
The magic I am now, and this nigga could vouch for it, I'm the worst. You don't, I'm not trying to hear nothing.
Yeah, he ain't with it. He ain't with it.
I'm not trying to hear nothing. Because you got to... Anything you ask me for, I don't ask you for nothing. I need you to have your own, and I'm willing to help out the situation.
Yeah.
But don't ask me for, you know what I mean? But before, that was the whole
thing. All right. So we're going to move on to the next topic, and the next topic kind of touched on something you said earlier, because you said you're about to be a dad.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
Our next topic is that's just my baby mama, baby daddy, right? So, like, why aren't people more selective with who they choose to procreate with? A lot of people, it's funny, there was a meme out there, right? Your first baby mama, they show 50 in his first baby mama, and they show 50 with his second baby mama. Like, not to diss his first baby mama, but she don't look nothing like the second baby mama, right? But 50 done glowed up, so we know that.
Right.
But I'm saying, so why aren't people more selective on who they choose to be a baby mother with, right? I'm not a father, so I can't really speak on it, but you and La could have a conversation on that. So you don't have no children. You have a child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Star can speak on that as well.
Don't call me that. Do not call me nobody's baby
mother. A child's mother. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's...
Ladies first. You always get to speak on it first.
Wait, what is the question?
So, why aren't people more selective with who they choose to procreate with?
I mean, I can only speak for myself. I feel like I was very... I can't say very selective, but I was selective. And, you know, people change after time. I was young when I first had my child. My child is 7. I'm 30. I had one. I was 22,
23. Yeah.
That's good age, though.
That's not a good age.
Wow, you look mad young, so shout out to you. Good genes.
You do.
Good genes.
I know you do.
Yeah, but you
I thought you was like 23, 24 now.
Nah,
I
fuck
I can't stand his ass. But, yeah, I feel like at that time and point, I was selective, yeah. And you know, I was young. Now I'm 30. We change. We grow different ways. Like, you're not into the same thing anymore.
I think this, if I could just speak, you know.
Not I don't even from an expert's point.
I just feel like, you know, sometimes dudes are running around smashing whatever they can smash, and then sometimes something happens, and now you got, you know, a baby mother that you ain't really choose to select.
You see, my thing is different, yeah, because let me tell you something. Yeah. There's dudes like that smash, or whatever the case may be, an accident happens, but then there's also dudes that be like, yo, like, no, keep the baby, we could do this, we could do that. There's guys that put pressure on women, too, just the same way.
Nah, facts.
Just
facts,
the same
facts,
way
facts,
that
facts.
Females put pressure on dudes. Yeah. So it's, yeah, same thing.
Facts. Magic.
But I don't think people not selected because everybody, like, chooses their mates by, like, the physical.
Yeah. You don't look sure at got a fatty
physical or his car day, or his job car. Title yeah. or his you know salary.
Facts.
You fucking you know the wrong saying? Shit,
bitch. A chick going to give you a baby. A chick going to give you a baby.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
No, let me tell you something. There are dudes that go to church every Sunday. They have Christian backgrounds. They have morals. They have values. But those are the ones that you really have to watch out for. The ones that be in church all the time.
Those
be the ones that got like 5 kids over here.
No, but there's a lot of people. Hold on. Time out. Let's not ignore the fact. There's a lot of ignorant people that want to have a child with somebody because they feel like they're going to have a cute baby. They feel like they're going to have a dope baby. Or most of the time when you ask chicks about their dude, they don't describe no characteristics. They say he's a firefighter. He makes 6 figures. He drives a duh. So you're describing materialistic things. So then when he end up being a bullshit baby father,
fuck boy.
And you say, oh, black men are not shit or all dudes are not shit. These are your choices. These are your choices on what you're going for. You understand?
Somebody said, "Shout out Rob Kardashian." See?
Oh man! Wow.
But look, you got to watch out for all chicks that's watching Black China. Why you following her?
On top of this though, we actually don't know what's going on with Nate behind closed doors because that guy could be insane.
No,
she's probably running away
from
this.
Stop that!
Y'all understand? Some of y'all dudes.
This is what getting pregnant by dudes that got money is a fucking business. Let's not front.
Before we go off. Before we get off topic, I want to hear Magic
this
on
is,
the topic.
This is really one of the main things that's happening nowadays with the show. Social media is one of the main things I feel that is causing a lot of this shit that's going on. Because people sit there and look at everything and get assumptions of, you know, how big this person is and where I want to be in life and likes and this. Mm-hmm. And then they're looking at other females or other people's situations
and they're jumping
into a situation just because. They really don't want to be in it,
right.
But sometimes social media makes you rush.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might be at a certain age and then people don't even care no more after a while. They're like, you know what, I'm just going to do that. And they're selling for whoever they knew from, I knew this person for this amount of time.
And if they don't come through, I'm going to just raise the kid on my own kind of thing.
I'm raising them on my own. You know what I mean? People already planned.
They're already talking about that before the baby born.
They're already planned on not, they're not going to be there. This is because I have to do this or because I want to do this or because I'm not doing nothing. And social media makes you feel like your life is shit in a day. You could have went to Miami, had a time with your life, family, everything. Mm-hmm. You're either the most everything, and then tomorrow somebody else put something up, and they're like, "Damn, my life is bullshit." My nigga, you just fucking did a whole situation. Yeah. Now you're thinking that your life is
because we keep up with the Joneses with the social media. Because
everyone's trying to compare.
Everybody's trying to compare.
Stop trying to compare.
So that's really one of the main things, bro. Is everybody just selling because of what they're looking at on? And I'm talking about grown folks. This is
adults.
Not only
adults.
This is not that's kids.
And yo, you know what's crazy? I seen that episode where you was telling me like how that chick was doing everything for likes and. On the show,
yeah.
Insecure,
the Black Mirror, oh, Black Mirror on fucking Mirror. Netflix.
Season 3, episode 1.
The chick was doing everything for likes. Like they could send you likes right then and there. Like they could rate you 5-star, 3-star. As soon as you meet the person, so she was like acting all like. Just to like get a couple
just
like, hey, how are you? You look so
shit.
Nice today. I hope the sun shine on you. Yeah. Might give her two. The fuck out of here,
man.
It's a rate.
And this is how they are. And what he just described, just now with the Miami shit one day, then I might post Dubai. And now all of
Dubai.
A sudden you just, oh my God, my life. That's how people, yo, I swear to God.
And that's in a day's time I've seen people do it.
This week, I changed my life. I jumped the broom. I got engaged.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And I'ma just say this. You would never know. You would never know how many people was really like. I know I got a lot of likes. A few of them was genuine.
Yeah.
But some of them was nosy.
But you got hate too, though.
Oh, it's a lot of hate.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hate because now people feel like. Now they're comparing what I'm doing to their relationship. I don't know what you and your man going through.
Right. But now imagine you at a certain status, and you cool with people,
mm-hmm.
and you do a certain and you do something like that. How many people do you think is gonna now see your situation, and now say I want to do the same thing?
No, listen. I just told.
But now, do you think that's genuine though?
It's not. Like I lie.
We all live that race where we're trying to keep up with
someone
people.
Someone called me yesterday. I swear, this girl never gave me pussy. Never.
She upset.
Never. She's not the only one, but she literally called me to let it out too. A lot of people inbox me and text. She called me like, "Yo, what the fuck? Like, I was okay with you having a girlfriend, but now you engaged. Like, what the fuck?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you joking, right? I'm trying to park to go see R. Kelly. I'm like, you joking, right?
No.
She was dead ass.
Dead serious.
Yeah. Dead ass.
I go through that all the time. Because
now her dude going through something and whatever. They've been talking longer and, he, you know, there's no...
I told y'all before, I've had chicks who was just like, oh, man, you married now? Oh, I was just thinking about you. No, you weren't.
No, you wasn't. No.
Tell us
you
something.
Just, my fault. You just, you,
I ain't get a call, a text, or nothing.
Listen, this the real shit. A lot, it's a difference between renting and getting a mortgage. Mm-hmm. That mortgage is every month. I don't give a fuck what happened. Who died in your family? Who got shot? Don't give a fuck. That mortgage is guaranteed. Rent, you can up and leave. You can not pay, go to court. You can do mad shit.
Yeah.
Nobody. Mortgage means someone is trying to keep you.
Yeah.
So too much people being rented. So when you get engaged.
But
when you
get engaged. There's too many people that's rathering being rented, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't
they're,
get it twisted. Don't get
it
twisted.
You know how many people are cool with being the side?
A female that tell me she don't want to be married is a liar. I'm scared of you.
She just don't want.
I'm scared of you.
Once you tell yourself that I don't want
every
that, I'm
every female
cool,
want to be you, fucking wait, married.
You release some of the stress.
Exactly.
You release some of the stress.
Expectation. I'm not gonna lie. I want to be married, but there are some females that have been put through so much, like being dating wise, they don't want to.
Nine out of ten females.
9.5 out of 10.
Yes. Want to be
married.
Fucking mad. What
shut
the
up,
fuck
up,
are we talking about?
No,
so
but
now,
there
so
are
now,
some people that
listen,
actually scared
no,
because of the commitment.
If you change your mind because you got hurt, that's something else.
Yeah.
You understand? But you originally wanted to be married.
Growing
so
up,
when they see somebody else is getting... I had somebody unfriend me because my girl is not black. She's like, is this black love?
Yeah.
Does it matter, bitch?
I told you, I'm married to a Spanish woman.
I'm disappointing you.
This
is a different time.
No, don't even do it. Don't do that. Because people are going to take that serious, lie.
I can love who I want.
Exactly.
I love who I want.
But you know.
Because I tell you the truth, these black chicks, the bad ones, they didn't want to give me the time of day. They didn't want to give me the time of day. They might.
That's fair. That's fair. No, no, we're going to have that. That's going to be another show. That's another show.
How much time we got? 2 hours?
How much time we got?
2 hours? I need a 2 hour conversation.
Listen. These black chicks, most of them, you know, they entertained me a little bit of conversation. Some gave me some coochie. But when it came to going to the next level and being serious, the demand was too... They wanted me... They demanded so much.
The
no, they demanded more than what they even came with. And it wasn't
ooh.
Partnership. The reason why my shorty got the ring... The reason why my shorty got the ring... And I just told it to Magic.
Because
we then
I talk a lot about this stuff. And he's saying what I'm about to say.
I went to Canada last week, right?
Yeah.
I missed my plane.
Yeah.
The first plane I was supposed to get, I missed it. And I'm going to tell you why. I sent my shorty a picture of a... It's like a ring with 3 carrots on it. Literally the fucking vegetable. 3 carrots.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I seen that ring.
A joke, right. I sent it to her. This is her reply. She said, LOL. Women today are too needy. All I need is love. Mm. I said, yo, let me go get this girl her ring now.
Yeah.
And that's how I missed my plane. I went to buy the engagement ring. I wanted to be in my house, but when I return, I could just ask her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this chick, the way she think, the way she move, is just... It's just different. Mm. I'm not. Now, this is not an ethnicity thing. She was just raised different. She got different morals, different standards. It's more just a team thing with her. Mm. And that's when I was looking for a partner instead of just a relationship. Some people are just trying to date to say they have somebody, but they ain't trying to build.
Which I want you to say your point, Well Magic, but this leads me to the second portion. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, of the same topic. What are the good qualities to look for in a person before you choose to go to that level of creating a child with them?
Okay, so what I believe in, and because I've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Black brought me up here because, you know, I could talk. I take certain things real serious. And Ashley, you know, we joke around and stuff like that, you know. But I've been through a lot, and before you get into certain, everybody has a guideline of like, okay, so we're going to get married first, then the house, then the kid, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Nah, this is 2016, bro. They didn't have Instagram and Snapchat back then. Things changed a little bit, yeah. All right? So you have to actually know a person physically. Mm-hmm. This goes back to the makeup situation. Like, you might meet a girl in a club, and you might know her for 3 months, but she might have wore makeup for 3 months, too. Mm-hmm. You might not have never seen her without the makeup. Mm-hmm. When she take a shit, she might make noises. You know what I'm saying? Oh, little God. Things like that. No, seriously. You have to actually know these things before you actually have to bring somebody else in this world, which is going to now make you together forever, even if you're not together.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? You got to move in to see if you can actually deal with this person. Mm-hmm. So certain things have to slow down. You might have to take your time, get to know them off the air. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't meet them if you in a scene. Like, I don't want people liking you, because that's never going to last. You know what I'm saying? If I just met you and people like you and liking and stuff like that, it's never going to last. You have to physically know them off of social medias and other people.
You need
people
to know the
business.
Real them.
I need to know the real you. Mm-hmm. I don't want people, I don't want other opinions about you without me picking my own opinion. I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying? Then you can actually gradually, you know what I'm saying, have the house and things like that. You know what I mean? Before I had a kid with the person I'm with now, I didn't even bring her to my crib until a year after I knew her.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, because you might still. A year. She didn't know where
my
I lived.
My wife lived with me after
for
6 months.
A year.
This is facts.
Reason is because, real quick, reason is because once she knows where you live and she doesn't like you, she might hate you so much that she could set you up.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't live. Now you can't live in peace. Right. I got three cars, my nigga. I got three cars, a nice house. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bring her into my crib, and now I gotta move my ass out of there because Jerome, that she might want to fuck with, might come to my crib. You know what I'm saying?
Like the money and violence situation, how Rafe and Miz used to get the bad chicks.
Yo,
this
shit happens. This is not a movie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's let somebody know you live at, and then they come to find out. Oh, she don't like you. Mm-hmm. Or she might not even have intentions like you. She just know you got money.
So she trying to lay that setup. That's true.
I'm very sorry, but I got to address something real quick. Sadia is saying that, you know.
Saida.
She's saying that black men are saying that, you know, black women have so much high standards, and that's why they go to other races and stuff like that. I want everyone to know, like, this. The person I'm with got nothing to do with black. Is not a race thing. You understand? This chick.
As soon as you're not married to a black woman, all of your credit, as far as your opinions, get nullified.
Right. And I just want to
pretty. You lying.
I said it.
Yes, you did.
Are you serious?
In the beginning of the conversation.
I did not say dark skin woman just got pretty. They just
no,
got
no,
me.
You foul. He didn't say that. You didn't say that. You didn't say that. He did not say that. You did not say that. Don't set my man up for something like that.
I don't need Delta, right? I can get you to Dubai with the motherfucking ears. I said dark skin women have just started being accepted.
That's crazy.
Yes, they have.
Definitely crazy.
Yes, they have. We've been in a fucking color war our whole life. Michael Jackson
you've
bleaches
been in
fucking
a color war. Nobody ain't never say nothing
Michael
about
Jackson
my
listen,
skin.
So let you me ask you a question, Star. No one has ever said to you, or you never heard in your whole life, you're pretty for a dark skinned girl. You've never heard that in your whole life.
All right, I didn't hear that.
Okay.
All right, then.
So that's the point he's making.
He has a certain.
There's a fucking point there, man.
Certain levels in life, when you're trying to get to certain things in life, it would have stopped it. It would have.
Back in the day, it would have stopped
back
it.
In the day.
But back in the day, you would have had a dark skin right spokesmodel for a fashion brand.
But I'm saying that shouldn't even be spoken of right now because I haven't experienced that. That comment doesn't even bother me. I just feel like they're ignorant and I can just keep it moving. Ignorant, that's not something that I
But that's just the point. Come on, lie, you dirty right now.
Lie, lie, it's crazy. But yeah, let me just address this. No, real quick.
We gotta move on.
I want her to understand.
5'2" top.
Now you wrong, lie.
She is short.
The whole fucking thing is short.
But you know what it is though? Like I'm receiving a lot of hate. It's a lot of hate and shade coming my way. And it's like, yo, like
that's something that I wanna
Why hate. Do everyone wanna like you when you taken? But why do everyone wanna like you when you go to the next level?
They like that game.
It's
that
like
game.
It's like, yo, listen, now, nah, like at the end of the day, if your man didn't propose, a lot of people are accepting babies and not rings. I don't understand.
Let me tell you why. Because a woman feel like once another woman validated you, then now you're worth the risk. Before,
yeah.
When you didn't get that validation, there's
and
a lot of questions
behind
you.
And I want her to understand, because she just said, oh, black man, what's wrong with a man having a job? And I got all that. I had a 4.3, boo boo. I got all that. I'm good over here. But what I'm saying is this. Like, when we don't even, like, listen, man, honestly, I've been talking to Shorty for a minute. She haven't even asked how much I make yet. We never talk about money. Never.
She's
you hear me?
You.
Never.
Couple things.
Never talk
couple,
about money,
couple things
son.
About that. Keep couple things about that.
Black girl asked you that on day one. And it's not
a story. Harry Googled you on the first day to see how much you make.
No, we did not.
They asked you on day one, what do you do, how much you make? Oh, a black man's supposed to pay all the bills.
We're leaving the topic, right? Because we're in the Black Woman Wars. That's a whole nother show.
Fuck out of here.
That's a whole nother show.
How long can this conversation
be? Fuck out of here. I'm not paying all the bills. Fuck out of here, nigga. Split that 50-50, nigga.
Magic, you was about to make a point.
I don't want to.
Our next topic, because that could have just continued to go left. You know what I'm saying? But Bay Christmas, right? So you know everybody, you know, have bays. You know sometimes bays hasn't reached the level of complete wifey. This might be bay and stuff like that. What's a good gift to buy for the first year for bay? Like before you really know. Like wifey, you know the parameters you might spend on wifey. But you know, with shorty, what you said?
We'll let black go last. Nigga, talk about
it. Lots of these fucking ears, man. Yeah, I'm telling you. Could you
come on? Let us go to the top. Alright, so what is a good gift to give bae when it's not that serious yet? It's less than a year and stuff like that. What's a good gift to give?
Just cuffed up.
Next Sunday is Christmas.
How long we been dating for?
Just cuffed up.
It could be, let's say, 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months? That's too early.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
I'm going to say, like, perfume.
A bracelet, maybe.
That's good. Like, first year bae, like, that's a good, like, you know what I'm saying? My girl, I got her some perfume. She liked this perfume. That's what's up.
What would
I like
after
first
year?
Mm-hmm. Bitch, you buy me a Rolly. I don't give a fuck.
Realistically, I'll be sure attitude.
I don't ask for much because, good. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really ask for much, so I'll take like a pair of sneakers. I'll take a video. If I ain't get the 2K, go pull that 2K up for me. I'll play a little video games here and there. That's a good first year for me. Like, okay, I'll take that one. I'm good with that, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think?
Get this perfume.
I don't want no perfume.
That love spell.
What you want?
That lotion.
After a year, I want a nice wallet.
Okay.
What you mean, a purse?
See, the first year I'm not gonna.
Michael Kors.
No, a Gucci wallet.
Oh, what?
Ooh, Gucci
wallet. You better go sit down.
I hope the box is up there for the Gucci wallet.
No, it's not.
He can't put a thumb in your butt. You want a Gucci wallet? You better go sit down.
I want a nice wallet or a nice piece of jewelry.
Hold on. Is he not in your mouth? You want a wallet or jewelry?
No, he cannot.
You better get some Fridays and go sit the fuck down.
I want a wallet or a nice jewelry.
You getting your canvas painted?
Let Magic.
Those $7 wings.
Let Magic. Yo, guys, show. Let Magic answer the question. Let Magic answer the question.
First year.
Mm-hmm.
You said first 6 months of first year. Truthfully, nothing expensive. Mm-hmm. Nothing expensive.
Makes
nothing
sense.
That considers a lot of money.
What's mm-hmm. you consider a lot of money?
A Gucci wallet.
A Gucci wallet, a lot of money. You're not getting that.
Exactly.
I'm getting that. I got it before.
No, you're not. I like to listen. I like to listen when people talk.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm listening to you. No. I'm just saying I like to listen to people vibe. But me personally, material stuff at the first year means nothing.
It doesn't.
It means nothing.
It should be thoughtful stuff.
Because that means I still don't know nothing about you. I could have bought you
anything. Exactly.
So personally, for the first year, for me, it's like a listening process. It's like almost like first year class. Like, and then they want to know what you actually learned those first couple days. So I want to know exactly what you know about me. Have you listened to me talk?
Yeah.
Because by me talking, you should know what I like. That doesn't consist of no money.
Yeah.
I don't want you spending no money on me. Because now, if you're spending money on me, that doesn't mean we're going to be together. Yeah. I don't
waste thoughtful. My time. It's something that made me realize, you know what? She listened to me.
She listened.
She know I have this interest. Yes. It don't got to be expensive. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. All my gifts to my wife was always thoughtful before the price.
Right.
After we got together, then I started buying bags and stuff like that. But before, it was thoughtful.
That's why she's your wife.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't be your wife if it was always just... any one of us here could spend anything on anybody. It's not a
except for Lot, because Lot broke.
I'm broke. I don't care.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Half my working motherfucker.
$75.
You know what I mean? So me,
you get a check for them fucking ears though. I'm SSI.
Come on, man. Y'all getting on tangent. Let's continue.
Why you always trying to shut me down?
No, I'm not shutting you down. Y'all just going on a tangent.
Yeah. So me, man. I don't play no games, bro. And it's love. A chick is going to have to respect it.
Yeah.
I agree.
She's going to have to respect it. Because I'm not being an asshole. I'm just saying, bro, babe, listen, you want to go to, if I know you, we was talking, you say, I really, really want to do something, the Hamptons, and really have like a little day out. And, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what you really want to do. I'm going to surprise you with that because that's really what you really want to do. And it costs no money. Yeah. And I'm going to see where your mind is at by me not spending no money.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but that is money. That's a nice...
Because a lot of them is all about that paper,
son.
All
about that paper. Yeah.
You know if you get your girl... If you get one of these girls, one of these motherfucking social media chicks right now, you get them nothing. Is she cheating? Or is she breaking up with you?
She letting people know you ain't crap because you ain't spending no money.
She's about posting everything.
Because truthfully, somebody going to buy you that purse and he probably bought his other chick...
The same purse.
Mm-hmm.
He probably stole it. Or probably scammed it.
He probably scammed it.
Even think about the dude.
He bought it from a booster.
See, my thing is this:
a booster gave him two for three.
A chick don't care how you get it.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. That's what I hate when they don't consider that. You understand?
Yeah.
Like that's why my shorty consider it. You know what I mean? If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, nigga. Yeah. You ain't got to go try to go get it. A chick wants you to go get that. Yeah. She don't care how you go get it. Go put your life on the line. Not much motherfuckers putting their life on the line, getting locked up, trying to hustle to impress a chick.
Yeah.
Dude, just fucking crazy, homie. Yeah. I ain't going to jail. Too much men over there.
Like,
and I don't like oodles and noodles, motherfucker. Fuck wrong with y'all niggas.
Nino Brown talking, dude.
I am black.
For the interest of time.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Because we're running time, I'd like to spend a couple minutes chopping it up with DJ Magic.
Yes, sir.
To discuss, you know,
yes,
your
sir.
Process,
yes, sir.
You know, how
the
you came
man,
up.
The car man, the van man, the car show man, all that.
All that stuff like that, you know. I first heard of you, actually. I heard of you before, but one of the strongest things is, like, you being in Money and Violence and having stuff like that. You know what I mean? So just discuss, you know, some of your come-ups and stuff like that. If you have any advice for up-and-coming DJs or anything like that.
Yeah,
because
I'm trying to get off the ground.
I've been coming. I got some advice for them too, man.
Listen, but we're not asking you, Black. We asked some Magic.
I've been coming DJs with no car. Stop.
Listen, Black. Let Magic talk.
Stop. I've been coming DJs with a bullshit DJ name. Stop. I've been coming DJs who can't get nowhere. Stop. I've been coming DJs you don't got no chain. Stop. I've been coming DJs with no buckets. Stop. I've been coming DJs you free on the weekends. Stop. I've been coming DJs you ain't throwing a car show. Stop.
Cut this real mic off, man.
Many DJs out here.
Can we let Magic?
Black and I speak on a regular like this all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Magic.
Yeah.
If you don't got no drop, stop, nigga. Shut up, to Young Carter. He coming on his way. Coming on his way.
Oh my God. I mean, damn. My story is a long story, man. I started in Brooklyn. I started in school. I was a nerd, actually. I went to private schools all my life. Actually from high school on to college. And then I came back to Brooklyn, man, and I was always into music. Long story short, again, I was a shy dude, man. I wasn't really into, I wasn't a talker.
So you wasn't, like, black in everybody's face and stuff, bro, like that?
Definitely was not. Yeah, actually, you know, it'd have been good to be around, but I did it. But you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't a talker. Everything with me was with my hands and making money. I had a job. I was always into working and getting a job and actually putting my money back to my brand.
Yeah.
So now I started DJing in Brooklyn, man. I used to get criticized all the time because I was only doing Brooklyn, you know what I mean? But, I felt like Brooklyn was the hardest place to get known. I was learning, watching other people.
Like,
DJs,
if you
can
make it in
that.
Brooklyn, then you make it anywhere.
Right,
after
but back then, like 2000, like, what, five? I came in the game in 03, 04. So I kind of came in late, too. And then I was always in the competition DJ. I wasn't really in the clubs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I learned how to talk on a mic from watching these Caribbean dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I started, it took like a year, whatever. And then I actually started doing parties on my own. But again, I was nervous, man. I was just screaming on the mic. I was I was mimicking what I seen.
Yeah.
But I always had skills.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine brought me out in the scene. And then I started getting parties. And I just started doing that, man. And then people kept telling me, oh, you need to get elsewhere, and I never believed in that, man. I always wanted to capitalize somewhere.
Yeah, but you know that's the New York mentality, right? Because in New York, once you popping in your block on your hood, you don't really care about popping anywhere else.
Yeah, and that was actually hard back then. But then I started doing almost 3-4 parties a night.
Wow.
In a borough.
Yeah.
That was never heard of, bro. I was stopping big dudes from getting booked in a borough.
Yeah.
So I kind of like learned that from an OG. An OG of mine told me, listen, you need to do that. Keep doing that. Then I started getting booked out of country. Nah, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. Then it started expanding. But that's how I started putting money back into myself. Bought me a van. Nobody
rapped
Nobody did it.
I seen your van around.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's
seen that van around.
Yeah.
That van
being
more states than people.
Yeah.
Japan tour,
you know what
everywhere.
I'm saying? And then I started, everything with me from that point on was just branding.
Yeah.
I would never buy clothes. I didn't have no bread.
Yeah.
So I was buying my own shit.
Yeah.
I do my own. Everything with me is branded. I ain't give a fuck. I didn't want to wear nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then on and on. And then my name got more big and stuff like that. And then I just learned how to just brand everything. Everything I did was more brand. You know what I mean?
I think you doing the whole Brooklyn thing was a great thing. Because I feel like a lot of DJs today, all the DJs, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that's popping. The ones that get bookings. Their hood, whatever hood they're from, mm-hmm. like Magic is from the East, and you know, he fuck with Flatbush and shit. Those are automatic bookings. All those baby showers, all those weddings, all those birthday parties, all those, they're gonna say, hey, I want Magic. And Self is from fucking Fort Greene. So all those Fort Greene motherfuckers, all them baby showers, all them. So
Self was definitely that guy in the city.
Yeah.
I couldn't step.
But you gotta have your hood behind.
I have my hood behind me.
Got.
And you know, it's funny now because I did that. Went like 09, 08, 10. I was Brooklyn. Now people trying to do it now, but it's a different scene now. Like,
it's a different
trying
scene.
To do that back, but I was doing it before.
And it's oversaturated.
There's
so much DJs right now.
It's oversaturated.
Everybody's a DJ.
So then I got on the radio, and then it just kept going, man. But, you know.
One question I wanted to ask is, what was your damn, I made it moment? Or like, you know, one moment that sticks out to you like, man, is this love that you never expected to have?
It's two of them. It's two of them, man. And again, man, we can talk. It's two situations. The first one was when I got on Fox 5.
Okay.
And the Fox 5 was good, but then they heard about my van, and they came down to see my van, and they was like, "We never seen nothing like this." Cause I had hydraulics on my van. I put a lot of money into my brand.
Yeah.
I always was told to do something different. You know what I'm saying? So then they actually liked it, and they requested it to be there for the week. So that van stayed there for a whole week in Fox Pop Station. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, that I made it that time.
Yeah.
Second time was when I actually was featured on Funkmaster Flex's every Thursday show as a guest DJ.
Okay.
That was it. Once I did that show, the world knew that I was already good.
And opened up the doors.
It opened up.
Flex to put you onto that situation.
No, Mr. C put me on it.
Oh, Mr. C, okay.
Let's stand corrected. Mr. C put me onto that situation. Mm. Thank you. And I always, that's always my brother. Hard times, bad times, whatever. That's my guy. Like, I love that nigga. You know
not
what I'm
for
saying?
Nothing. He is a good DJ. After all, even all the bullshit that he went through, he's a good DJ.
I always respected his skills. You know what I'm saying? Everything else, that's your personal business.
That's my. He comes to my house, and nobody comes to my crib. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he comes to my house and stuff like that. But he the one that put me on the big dog Pitbulls, right? And then he got me on that show. And I already know my skills, you know what I'm saying? So I already know I'm going to go do something. And it was itching me to do this shit. It ain't like now when they get niggas up there. And they just went, nah, it meant something back then in 2010.
Yeah.
When they let us go up there. And I bodied it. Mm-hmm. To the point where Flex was like.
And that's when you first started the car show.
Right. And then at the
2010,
right.
The car show started in East New York, project, bro.
Right.
The dangerous part. I don't know what the fuck we was doing there, but it worked out.
You know what it was? Yeah. I was from all over Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in Bed-Stuy, moved from Bed-Stuy to Coney Island. Coney Island to Star City. From Star City to Flatbush. From Flatbush to East New York. East New York to Bronson. So, I had family issues, you know what I'm saying, back then. But, you know, so we did it anywhere in Brooklyn. It wasn't about not a problem, you know what I'm saying? But then after I got to that point, with the Hot 97, I just wanted to brand everything.
Okay.
So now I do big car shows, own jacket companies, own
sponsored every year.
What's the future for your brand, and what haven't you accomplished that you're looking to accomplish in the next couple of years?
The future for the brand is I'm heavy into businesses and actually investments.
Mm-hmm.
I do that now, and I like speaking to kids and kind of like pointing them in the right direction, basically just to, because our generation is kind of like is messed up, man. And, you know what I'm saying? And everybody think that we have to do drugs and this, that, and the third to make money, when it's actually you can make legit money.
Have
a legit family and consistent. Meaning you don't have to look over your back tomorrow. There's nothing better than to get up and knowing I'm comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make this money good. So I can talk to kids and help them learn how to invest their money. Save and actually have accounts that actually can raise you more money while you're, God forbid you get sick. God forbid most of these DJs break a leg or break a finger. Mm. How are they going to make money?
Obamacare.
That's how they're going to take care of themselves. That's not how they're going to make money.
You know what I'm saying? How are you going to make the money if you, and I'm talking about most of these DJs. Like, just think about it.
Most of them are basing everything off of DJing. If they don't DJ, they don't eat.
If you break your, if you, because it's so
multiple streams of income is the best thing you can have.
Multiple streams of income is the best thing. Saving income and having it make the interest and learning the interest on how to make the money is the way you have to survive.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, this is a game where you cannot be 50 or 60. You gotta think of it as I'm already about to be 60 tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have to move like that now.
That's one thing I hate about the hip hop culture, though. It's ageism, right? Like, Jay-Z's still hard and stuff like that, but some people kind of clown Jay-Z because they say
he's older. What happened to Bernard Hopkins last night?
That's different. That's sports. Athletes, you have a window.
Same shit. No one to hang it up, motherfucker.
Jay-Z's
get out the game.
Jay-Z's not going to hang it up because he has too much other money for him not to hang it up.
Yeah. He's not going to do an album.
Why would I hang up for him? I'm making.
He's working on an album.
If you know if I hang it up, I still got 10 other ways to make money. Why would I hang it up, nigga?
Yeah.
But it don't make no sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like anybody, money. Anybody that's making multiple money, why would I hang up? I got this other money. You're not going to hang up because, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to look stupid.
Everything is feeding each other.
You look stupid if you're not doing nothing else, and then you're not hanging it up. Now you're looking like, you're looking like a jackass out here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got to wrap it up because our time is coming. We'd like, at this point of the show, people do their shout-outs of something coming up and stuff like that, so you can start it off, Magic.
Ah, man. Shout out to my son that's on the way. I'm shouting at him from the start. Man.
Congrats on that. Blessings.
Bless up. Kobe's a healthy boy.
Bless up.
And all that.
Yeah, man. That's my mind right now, man. And I'm just I'm here for him right now. You know what I'm saying? And my family, man. That's
Okay, but no shows you want to shout out? I know he's about to shout out Lust and New Year's Eve and stuff like that.
Yeah. Damn, I got so much things, man. Part, you know, I'm always go on my Instagram at @IamDJMagic. Uh-huh. Instagram. I got my web series that I got going on. My car web series. I could talk all about that, but it's basically me in a car interviewing entertainers.
What is it called?
It's called Riding Out.
Okay.
Riding Out, powered by DJ Magic. Shout out to my team.
Okay.
West Tone.
Where can Porto. We go see it? Where?
Right now we're putting it on the website, imdjmagic.com, but it's on YouTube. I'm doing I'm fixing up my website. So we send out links and things like that. You go on YouTube, Riding Out, DJ Magic Riding Out.
Mm-hmm.
We got that. And I'm doing a boat show next year. A boat and jet ski show.
Is the date ready?
It's not ready yet.
Okay.
I'm heavy into boats.
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge
I want
me.
A boat
I'm
too.
Into cars
ain't boats nothing wrong
houses.
With that.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That's levels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm picky about who, when that whole the female species was like, I said, watch who I bring around my boats.
Nah, I got you.
Car show next year, we're going to do two. It's going to be a tour. We already got Miami set, Connecticut set, Buffalo set. So we got
that
going on.
I want to check that out.
I got a bunch of things. New Year. I'm always doing something, bro. I'm just blessed, and I'm just happy to be here.
Facts. Appreciate that.
And we appreciate Magic for coming out. He was supposed to be on the radio. He recorded his show just to come to Brown Holy Water Podcast.
That's love. That's love.
That was love. Definitely. That was love. Shout out to Magic.
Hot 97, he pre-recorded
shout
for us,
yourself
man.
Out,
so that's not really him on Hot 97. Fuck out of here. He here.
Lies an asshole, man. Go ahead, Star.
Shout out to you guys for having me here tonight. And
Star.
Thanks. Shout out to all the dark-skinned women, despite what Black has
we love
to
say. Dark-skinned women. Ain't nothing better than
I'm
chocolate.
Just saying,
don't put us in that lane.
It's over.
You got to go back and listen again.
I'm going to watch it all over. And that's all.
Amen to you. Shout out to the dude that didn't listen to you.
All right,
and the bag that you're not going to get for Christmas.
All right,
La, your turn.
I didn't ask for a bag, Black.
Shout out to La. That's it. Handsome15 Instagram, La Brown. You know, Brown Holy Water. Follow the fan page. Shout out to Freak Leak, my designated driver. I think I'm going to keep getting drunk tonight. It's lit. And also, not for nothing, congratulations to Jerry Cadet.
Yo!
Government.
Salah
Government.
Black Success. You
Salah
know, if y'all,
Brown
thought it was a,
is
if y'all thought it
today.
Was a hoax, I've been talking to him for a while. He really got engaged. You know, his bride's coming over from China anytime.
She Japanese.
Oh.
What the
fuck,
this motherfucker?
Nah, not for nothing, though. Congratulations. I'm proud of him. I'm glad to see you doing good things, you know. Everybody moving up. Everybody leveling up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Brown Holy Water. I'm out.
If you ain't getting a ring, that means you're pussy trash. You know what I mean?
Come on. Let me do my shout out while I let you close it out, right? Don't associate with that comment he just made. I want to shout out with the Brown Holy Water brand, at Brown Holy Water. That's the Instagram and the Twitter. Please follow us. Look at the Army Fatigue hat at Brown Holy Water. Merchandise coming soon.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Mar. Also, iTunes, Brown Holy Water, all together. Start following that. If y'all missed the episode tonight, listen in the car. Fuck the... I ain't gonna say fuck the Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is good, but we got better chemistry. It's lit.
Also, you know, support Black brands. I'm wearing the Live Life, Love Life. It's not just a lifestyle. It's a way of living. My man, Steiner Woodruff, out of Brooklyn. A brand to support, you know what I'm saying? Also, shout out to my little brother who's going to have his first child any day now. My beautiful niece is coming.
That's love. That's what's up. Big up, big up. Yo, y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success, man. Shout out to my fiance. She got 2 carats on that. On that finger, clear stones. You can see right through it. You know what I mean? It's a different kind of budget. You gotta save a little different. You know, but
there's levels to the show.
Yeah, there's levels to it. You know what I mean? VBS everything. So it's just, you know, it's just like, you know,
It's like some of y'all ain't on the range.
Yeah. Marte, yo, somebody's on security number.
Yeah.
Somebody's on security number is on that. Uh-huh. But yeah, man, I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. Like, I feel like a lot of dudes feel like they're going to be scared to, like, propose, like, they're going to lose something like that. You know, like, I was born poor. I lose nothing. You understand? Yeah. So if you love someone and someone is different, you know, I think it's a great thing to make that type of jump, you know? Make that jump.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up.
The person that you love. Get out of me. Make that jump. Get a ring. Let them know you want a ring.
Yeah.
You ladies want a ring. Let them
we
got to
wrap it up. Shout out Charles Vick. Before we can go.
If you ain't getting a ring, you should be an earring. Get the fuck out of here. That nigga don't love you.
Yo, we going over our time, bro. We going over our time. Shout out Charles Vick.
New Year's Eve Club Love. DJ Magic.
All right, shut us up. Shut us up. Shut us down.
Bro,
Holy Water Podcast. Come get baptized next Sunday at 7 p.m. We lit. We live.
Bang, bang, bang. You know I was-